Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Ever feel like your social media feeds are more of a pressure cooker than a connection zone? You know that feeling when you scroll through endless perfectly curated lives and suddenly your own feels, well, kinda messy? It happens to the best of us. That's why today we're diving deep into something super important: creating a safe space for emotional expression, both online and offline. Now, before you click away thinking this is some self-help spiel, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a therapist or having all the answers. It's about recognizing that emotions are valid, even the messy ones, and learning to express them in a way that feels authentic and empowering. Trust me, it's liberating. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that safe space. 1. Embrace vulnerability. This one's huge. We often think vulnerability is weakness, but it's actually the foundation of genuine connection. Sharing your feelings, even the uncomfortable ones, invites others to do the same. Remember, being open and honest doesn't mean oversharing or begging for sympathy. It's about finding that balance where you share enough to create understanding and build trust. Think of it like letting down your guard with a close friend. You feel more comfortable, more connected, and ultimately, more yourself. 2. Choose your audience wisely. Think about who truly supports you and values your authenticity. Not everyone needs to be privy to every detail. Sometimes, those deep conversations are best had face-to-face with someone you deeply trust. You know, that friend who always has your back and makes you feel heard? That's the kind of connection we're aiming for. 3. Words matter. How you express yourself matters just as much as what you say. Be mindful of your tone, both online and offline. Think about it like this. Are you trying to start a conversation or ignite a debate? Use I statements to focus on your feelings rather than blaming others. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try something like, "I feel overwhelmed when." 4. Active listening is key. This goes both ways. When someone shares their emotions with you, give them your full attention. Listen without judgment, even if you don't agree. Remember, sometimes people just need to be heard, not fixed. Ask clarifying questions to show that you're engaged and truly trying to understand their perspective. 5. Set boundaries. This is crucial for protecting your emotional well-being. Learn to say no when you need to, and don't feel obligated to engage in conversations that drain you or make you uncomfortable. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own mental health. You know that feeling when you've just had a really tough day? Maybe you faced a setback at work, a disagreement with a loved one, or just felt overwhelmed by everything going on. Now imagine having someone who truly listens, understands, and validates those feelings without judgment. That's the power of creating a safe space for emotional expression. Think about your best friend, that person who always makes you feel heard, understood, and supported, no matter what. Now imagine having that kind of support system in all areas of your life. That's what we're aiming for here. So, remember, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to have big feelings, even the messy ones. The key is to create a safe space where you can express them authentically and connect with others on a deeper level. Don't be afraid to let your guard down, share your story, and build those genuine connections that truly enrich our lives. This isn't just about online interactions, it's about cultivating empathy and understanding in all our relationships. It starts with ourselves, so be kind to yourself, acknowledge your emotions, and remember, you are worthy of love, support, and connection. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you create a safe space for emotional expression in your life? Share your thoughts, experiences, and even struggles in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast so we can reach more people who need to hear this message. Until next time, stay strong, stay authentic, and remember, you are not alone on this journey.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.